world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you know, Joseph already said in the pre-show, which we'll get in here a little bit early, Joseph already said I'm dressed for war. He noticed I had on my camo. That's usually go to war day. And I said, you know, yeah, you know, right, Joe, but I'm really not. I'm always at war, constantly at war. But that's nothing special as far as war today. It's just when I went into my $5 million wardrobe closet there, and I thought I'm worn that for a while. So I decided to wear, I don't have a $5 million wardrobe, but that's an inside joke. So this is what I came down with today. And this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad, and I'm excited. Had a great lunch yesterday with Russ Dizdar and Gary Pierce and Tom Dunn. Boy, have we got some stuff planned with Russ Dizdar. Let me tell you what's going on up front real quick. Just kind of in a nutshell. I don't know how many of you are aware of Russ and the work that Russ does for lack of a better word, demonism, casting out devils and dealing with the occult and all that. And satanically, ritually abused. And I was having, you know, as we're having lunch yesterday, I said, Russ, how many people do you know that are doing it? And he said, it's so sad. Nobody's doing it. And he said, I try to train pastors, and pastors are, for whatever reason, they're hesitant. They're afraid that their church isn't ready for it. Yeah. You guys all know what I'm talking about, right? And he said, this demonic stuff is breaking out everywhere. And he said, my radio program's exploding. My emails are going crazy. I said, I can't keep up with everything that's going on. But Coach, I got to start doing some training. We got to train people. I said, I know, Russ, what are we going to do? Because see, I'd had a conversation with him, I don't know, a month ago, 3 months ago, whatever. And he said, Coach, I just can't do them anymore. I just can't do the conferences. I'm so busy doing other stuff. And he called me out of the blue last week and said, hey, Coach, I want to do a conference. I said, oh, cool. So if you guys will just kind of, well, here's what's going on with Russ. He said, I can't handle all the paperwork that goes along with the registration, and I can't do it. So we're getting our act together here, and we're going to do probably maybe three times a year, every four times a year, do my math right. Every 3 months, we're going to do a Dizdar training session. In other words, a weekend training session that are going to be both in person and live stream. You live stream. And Russ says, you know, Russ, you guys don't know Russ's heart. Russ says, I said, Russ, what do we charge? He says, Coach, I want to do them free. I said, man, I can't do it. We can't do it free, okay? We have to hire people to do this. We invest in the ministry. We expand the ministry. You can't do it free, Russ, as much as we'd like to. He meant all his stuff's free on his website. So anyway, he said, okay, here's what it is, Coach. If you guys will, you and Jared and Gary and your crew, if you guys will run everything, if you'll do all the arrangements and you get the internet guys alive and a live streaming set up, and you do all those headaches with the registration and books, and you do all that stuff, I'll just come and do the teaching. I'll do a Friday night, all day Saturday teaching, and we will train people so that they can go out into all the world and do spiritual warfare against the people that they come in contact with daily who are dealing with demonic oppression, possession. He said, this is stuff they don't need Russ Dizdar, he told me. They don't need me to do it. It's Jesus that does it. It's Jesus that does it. But they need to be shown how to do it. So I'm really, really excited that we're going to begin doing that. The 23rd and 24th is going to be our first one. And news is really, really going to begin to break on it. And so we're going to, I'll get more details. But this will be you'll be able to live stream it for a fee. We haven't settled on that fee yet, but Folks, that costs money. It costs me a couple $1,000s to bring a guy in to do the live streaming. Okay. So you'll be able to do it at home, watch at home, or you can come in person, which is really fun place to be able to do. So we're still working on some of those details. Tom Dunn, who he and Russ are going to be the ones that are going to be doing the training. Tom's going to join us Friday morning. We'll go talk a little bit more about it. Raise your hand if you know somebody who needs some real deliverance. Does anybody know anybody that needs some real deliverance? And then raise your hand if your pastor doesn't want anything to do with it.
Is this in April?
That's April 23rd and 24th. Yep, April 23 and 24. And it's going to be nine hours of intensive training. We're going to do 3 hours on Friday night and 3 hours Saturday morning and 3 hours Saturday afternoon, and then individual deliverance in the evening on Saturday night. Because one of the things that happens when we begin to do this, people come, some want to be trained and some want ministered to. And it's just, it gets so confusing. So Russ is going to bring others of his team. And one of the things he wants to do Saturday evening is to show us, once you've gone through the training, he's going to get you to throw those devils out of people. Won't that be exciting? He'll stand beside you and show you how to do it. And he said, you know, you don't need to bring crosses. You don't need holy water. Just because it's what we spoke about yesterday. Authority. All power, all authority has been given unto him, and he gave it to us. Do we get it? Do we see? And so
hey, I'm Coach. Really, I'm hey, really, Coach, this is Ohio Brett. Yeah, can Brett. I tag in real quick?
Sure.
Hey, on this blitz of 21 counties in Ohio over 21 days, you met Reggie down in Waverly in Pike she's County.
She's in here today, by the way. Good to see you, Reg.
No, but she is going to be a powerful leader on this. Demonic, just she educated me so much, Coach. And you have so many members on your team in these huddles that can be speakers and educate and bring awareness and put a spike in the heart of those devils.
Brett, that's exactly what Russ said. Russ wants to train people, but he said, I can't organize. And said, Russ is a one man, he and his wife, just like we have going on here.
Yes.
He said, I can't do all this stuff, but I want to do the training. And then he said this, and I feel the same way too. He said, I don't want to go to conferences where there are 10 speakers. I love every one of my friends. They all do a great job. They're all really, really good. But when I go to a conference, I want to spend all weekend training people on how to use what we're teaching them. So he says, Coach, can you help? So we're doing the first one, April 23rd.
Dave, may I say something? Yep. Hi, Brett. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's Reggie.
By the way, folks, Reggie showed up out of nowhere this weekend in there for a honking ride. So come on in, Reggie.
No, I apologize for interrupting. I know I'm like, I have no, you know, stand here. I'm a new person, but I got to tell you this. This is how the Lord works. So I've been trying to help a survivor that's on the row. Okay. So yep. I reached out to a friend of mine, and I won't say her name because I can't, but she's out in Arizona. That's where I was transplanted from. So she says to me this morning, I just got it. I can't believe this. Lord God, you're amazing. She says, hey, Reg, I need you to reach out to Russ Dizdar. I am not kidding you. I'm reading it. She says he's a good friend of mine. He's a friend in the fight, extremely busy. He's in Ohio. I said, oh, my gosh. And I can't say her name. I got transplanted in Ohio. I'm here right now, and I met a bunch of people. I've got to find this man, and now I come on this morning, and you're talking about him.
He's my buddy. He's my buddy. We had lunch with him yesterday. He's my buddy, right? Yeah.
Well,
no quinky dinkies. And the truth of the matter is, you guys would all know this. You would all know this. I'm going to tell you me now, okay? Of all of my experiences, of all my time in church, I'm 68 years old. I never went to one church where they talked about deliverance, let alone taught on it. Has anybody else ever been to one where they did that? And the freaking devil's everywhere, right?
I've been doing deliverance for many years, and I've been alone. And you're not supposed to do it alone, but I've been alone.
Well, we're gonna awaken some more. So, folks, if you can, go ahead and write that date down, April 23 and 24. We'll get it.
And Coach,
yes,
Ohio Brett here. I want to let you know, and everybody on this huddle, that this team God has brought this team together at this moment, at this time. We've all been in different types of training. We all bring so much to the team. But as like Mark Trump says, like Randy says, I think we're over the target on this one. And let's bring the ordinance.
You know what I wrote down here, Brett? I wrote down here, where is the Silver Brigade?
There you go.
And what I meant by the Silver Brigade, those of us who are, like everybody here, who are retired and we're sitting around, why aren't we equipping ourselves with this and allowing the last 15 or 20 years of our life be used actively in ministry? We have what everybody else needs, free time. We have it. We have it, right?
And that's powerful, Coach. And I do want to give a shout out to Tracy Foraker. Yesterday at a Hawk and Wave, I started off the day in Chillicothe, and then we went over to Lancaster. And Tracy Foraker from Guernsey County came over, and we honked and waved for an hour, two of us, over 100 honks. Oh, it was amazing.
Well, you're going to get more help. More help. Listen, I don't want to get bogged down on this. I'm just excited about this because I can see us doing quarterly training. Can you imagine? You know what Russ Dizdar told me this? He said he just did one. He just did one off of his show. He said, hey, listen, Saturday night, if you want to tune in, Saturday night, I'm going to do a little bit of a training. By the way, all this stuff's free on his website. So he just said this on his radio show. If you want to tune in, here's where you go to my website, click on it, and we're going to do a live like one of these, right? He said 1,000 people showed up. 1,000 people showed up. Such a great need. Such great need. Folks, the devil is everywhere you look now, and he's everywhere. He's not even hiding behind trees anymore. And right there, it says, shatter the darkness. Let me tell you something, folks. Russ said this to me yesterday. He says, Coach, I'd love to go do the in-person trainings. That takes Tom Dunn with me and Ryan Duncan and some other. He says, I'd love to go do that. But he says, Coach, all of my training is on my website for free. If they'll just sit down and take an hour a day, all the training is right there. So there you go. Now, I asked Russ, I said, Russ, how about coming out on tomorrow, meaning today? He just kind of looked at me, scratched his big head. He's got a big head and his ears are crooked. And he said, give me a few days. But Tom Dunn's sitting right there. And I tell everybody, Tom Dunn is Russ Dizdar. So Tom's going to join us Friday and talk a little bit more about this and get the ball rolling on this. Because, hey, folks, what is happening in our country is demonic? What if what's going on all around us, what if they're telling us that a man being a woman and working at a high level of government is normal? Now, women, I don't mind they're telling us that. I mean, I do mind they're telling us that, but there's something wrong with it when people are believing it, isn't there? Isn't there something wrong? Isn't there something wrong when they're worried about a potato head, whether he's a man or a woman? Isn't there something wrong? Do people actually sit around and worry about whether Mr. Potato Head is Miss Potato Head? Really? But see, it's deeper than that. And the influences are deeper than that. And I never understood this. I think it was Russ, Tom. I can't remember who told me. Listen, you know why they want this lady for Health and Human Services? You know why they want this freak? Because they want to expose this stuff to a broader audience. They say, look, this kid is a tranny. She used to be a man, but now she's a woman, and she's normal, and she's high in government. Come on, you bigots. Wake up. Open your eyes. It's okay.
Hey, Coach.
It's all about indoctrination to the rest of us. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think all this is leading to transhumanism?
It has to be. But I mean, yeah. And see, listen, hey, you know what else, Paul? I'm beyond apologizing for my – look, Reggie. Look up here, Reggie. I'm beyond apologizing for my tinfoil hat. I'm beyond it, all right? Because it ain't a conspiracy theory anymore, folks. If you're still stuck behind conspiracy theories, I'm telling you, mainstream headlines right now. It's going on right now. Stuff we've been talking about, that I've been on this show talking about for 5 years, is now mainstream. You know that I'm telling you the truth. Okay, listen, I got a bunch of want to get in here. I got a bunch of stuff to get to. Larry's up, then Mel, then Joe. Go quickly. Go, Larry.
Yeah, hey, Brett, you hit the nail on the head, man. There's a reason that this group is in this huddle and that there's so many hundreds and hundreds listening. But it's more than just one or two areas that there's a reason for it. It is for the body to become the body. And, you know, body's got feet and fingers and toes and hands and elbows and all different kinds. There's all different kinds of things that can be done for the glory of the body of Christ and for the glory of God if we will just organize and communicate with each other, get Amen. Along with each other, and learn to play with each other.
Amen. Hey, Larry, and you won't believe this, Larry. The body has false teeth. Just kidding, Larry. Just kidding. Come on in, Mel. Come on in, Mel.
Hey, I agree, Larry. We all have different gifts. We, you know, if you're a hand, you don't want to be forced to be a foot. So, but anyway, what I wanted to mention was, I think this all comes down to the money and the children. This whole pandemic and all that, it all comes down to a financial reset and bad things that are happening to children.
I believe so. Mel, I couldn't agree more. It's all connected, all connected. Joe Allen, then Malakoy, and then Jeff. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, look at Dr. Seuss' book, you know, Cat and Hat.
There's another one.
Was racist, but it was number one bestsellers yesterday.
Hey, how about this one, folks? I was going to show good word, Joseph. I was going to share this, but I'm just going to tell you, then I won't share it. I don't know if you guys saw in the Boston City Schools, they did a psychological educational study of the students in third, fourth, and fifth graders in the Boston City Schools. And trying to find those who are what they would call gifted, so they could get extra gifted education. In other words, picking the cream of the crop and elevating the cream of the crop. Now, here's what happened in Boston. Boston Public Schools, I was shocked to find this, is 80% Black and Hispanic. 80% Black and Hispanic in Boston City Schools. I would have never thought that. And when they did all the testing, you know what they found out? 70% of those who qualified for the gifted programs were white.
White and Asian, yeah.
And what did they do? Canceled the program.
Ridiculous.
Now, folks, is that racism? Would somebody call that reverse racism, right?
Hey, Coach, they didn't think about the 30% that they canceled for, did they?
No, they don't care. They don't care, man. It's all about a different agenda. Malakoy, come on in, then Jeff Klein. Are you Malakoy?
Malakoy, of course.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and say what you want to say, Mal.
So basically, listen, if you think that Rachel Levine is a woman, you are insane. I got nothing else to say. You are insane.
That's right. But, hey, Vinny, we sit around and say she is.
It's
Bruce Jenner, right? It's just Bruce. Folks, come join. Oh, my goodness.
He regrets it, doesn't he? Did you hear that? He regrets it now. He wants to go back to being Bruce.
I didn't hear that. No. No, I didn't know that. Well, too bad, Bruce. Too bad. Come on in, Jeff Klein, then Mark Trump, then Paul Webb.
Hey, Coach, I just want to say something about Russ Dizdar and Tom Dunn. We got to meet with Tom probably four times. He come down for that friend of ours here, the woman that had the demonic activity going on with her in her house and stuff.
I got his cup today. I got Tom's cup today. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so then he's like, hey, if I can arrange a meeting with Russ, would you want to go, Nicole? So he did. We went up to Russ's house, me and Mary Jane, Nicole, and her aunt, all four of us, sit in Russ's living room on a Friday night for 2.5 hours. It was mind-blowing. Just the down-to-earth stuff Russ sits and talks to.
He is so down-to-earth.
Yeah. I was expecting some craziness, you know what I mean? We go up there and sit in his living room for 2.5 hours. And I'm telling you, it was about 9:30 at night when we got ready to go. And we didn't want to leave. None of us four wanted to leave. It's like, but it was amazing. So anybody listening, you got to meet Russ and listen to what he's got. It is.
Got to get trained by him, man. Got to get trained by him. His radio show, he says, is exploding. He can't keep up with it. Come on in, Mark, then Paul.
Somebody said something about transhumanism. There's only one area of the Bible I know of that's talked about genetic change, and that's the Nephilim area, Genesis 6.
Right.
So if it's about transhumanism, which all of this is about the seed of the woman and seed of the serpent, okay? Yes, so if transhumanism created an unredeemable species, then what makes us think changes to our DNA is going to allow us to still be redeemable? If the only precedence is there, they weren't redeemable. And then the Shinar region, the people went in and mingled, kill all men, women, and children, but they didn't. They were all killed. So
Mark, you're saying Just for instance, if somebody were to take a vaccination that changes their DNA, are they even human?
Are they redeemable? Are they redeemable? Were all the people that changed, except for Noah, redeemable? Did God save any one of them that changed?
And I think we lost Coach somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I mean, that's a question. My mom has changed, but my mom has knew God since forever. But she's changed. Now, what about the people before? Didn't Noah have friends? Wasn't there truth in the land? What happened to all the people? I mean, I'm just asking a question.
They drowned.
Amen, Joe. Amen. Going to burn this time, Joe. They're going to burn, not drown.
Well, we're told that Noah and his family were the only pure people in the land.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but weren't they all given the offer? Weren't they all given the offer?
For 100 years, Noah withstood God's judgment, said, God, let me go preach to them. And God said, okay. Lot said, let me go. Let me go find some people. Okay, go ahead. Go look. And he withheld judgment. The angels withheld judgment that burned up Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, is that where we are, guys? It certainly paints a picture like it is.
Well, the mark of the beast is the only thing I know that says that you're unredeemable. Anything besides that is graced by God.
Oh, yeah, the mark of the beast. Well, they didn't have the mark of the beast in times of Noah. They didn't have it in the Shinar region. They didn't have it in Sodom and Gomorrah. They didn't have it in Nineveh.
This would be all after the cross.
But God said,
blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is what's irredeemable.
That's correct.
All right, these are some truths, right? So we need to discern all these truths. So this is the question. So all these are good points.
Mark, I hear your point. I kind of think that even if, I think possibly their DNA would not, they did not want to be with God. I think that they had a choice. I think that God can redeem your DNA if you want to be one of his children, let's say one of these Nephilim. I don't think they're able to. I don't think they're able to. I don't think they can connect.
Didn't it say, too, that because the earth at that time, all the thoughts were evil, not towards
God? All, continuously. Continuously thinked about evil, thought about evil. That's what the people did.
And that's what they're doing now. They're trying to get people's hearts and minds away from God and thoughts towards evil.
Amen. So verse 1 of the Bible, in the beginning, there was God created heavens and the earth, and then there was darkness, and then there was light. He created light to separate the darkness. So we're being overtaken by darkness. That kind of light is the only kind of light that'll push it back. Day four is sunlight, right? So day one light is who we are in this darkness.
Well, we see the light that hopefully the governor doesn't waver in Texas, but we see the light is opening up now.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Joe.
This thing is going to trickle all over the place. Can't wait.
How many governors are going to be controlled by the kings of the earth more than the pressure from Texas that you're saying?
Yeah, I hope Florida hits it.
Boy, was that crazy. I'm up
Coach
and out of
Never Never Land.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we thought the aliens got you, Coach.
You can say what you want. You start talking about those devils and crazy things happening in the studio, don't they?
Yeah. Amen.
Just a coinky dink here. I'm sure it was just a coinky dink. So I thanks for whatever you guys did. Keep doing it. I'm trying to get my bearings back under me here again. Because we have to understand what's going on around us. It's beyond this, folks. It's beyond tinfoil hat stuff, okay? Let me show you a real quick video here as I get my feet back under me. Matt Truella, it says Truella on government. Truella on government, Spencer, if you see that. This guy's really all over, I'm telling you. Now, this is 4 minutes and 31 seconds. I want you to tell me, this guy He's constantly doing stuff that makes me go, wow, why didn't I see that? Remember, we're a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, right? And what do we see happening right now? We're seeing everything righteous being turned on its head. Everything that's good is now bad, and everything that was bad is now good, right? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And how did we get in? How did a nation of Christians get into the mess that we're in today, where everything evil is good being promoted by the government? Tuella nails it.
Hey, Coach. Yes. Sorry to butt in. I saw that video, and you know, I'm sitting here thinking about what you said about the deliverance and the intro. You know, I don't know if Jeremiah Johnson's reading your mail or you're reading his mail, but he just released the same thing. Released a teaching on that, and he's often called the prophet to the American church. Okay, right. So he's got his thumb on the problem with the American church. Those are the two things I think that we need: the deliverance and the teaching that Matt Terwell is bringing right now.
Listen, if you guys knew the connections that were going on in my life behind the scenes, you would be blown away. That's all I can tell you. The connections that are happening, because it is in the Lord's timing and for the Lord's purpose. Something's happening here, okay? So, Matt.
Praise God. Yes, praise God, Coach.
Praise God. I believe it, Mark. And so now's the time to pop the clutch. Now's not the time to go safe, boys and girls. It's happening, I believe, right now. So, Matt brings up, look at the title of this video. Does the government corrupt its people? I had never looked at it this way. It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Go ahead and play it.
Do the corrupt morals of the people change the laws of government? Or does the government change the laws to corrupt the morals of the people? Think of that. It's a question every person needs to consider. I pondered that question and I came to the conclusion it's the latter. The government changes law to corrupt the morals of the people. And I began to read history and saw how the Romans did it, saw how governments have done it down through the ages, and it's been recorded by historians. And I've seen it in my own life. I'm 60 years old now, and in my short life of 60 years, I've seen how the government has changed laws in order to corrupt the morals of the people. Look at the killing of the preborn, for example. No one voted for that. They brought it about through raw judicial power and imposed it on the people. And then it has a bad effect upon them. Look at sodomy, homosexuality. No one voted for homosexual marriage. In fact, 31 states made state constitutions to stop it, but through raw judicial power, they impose it upon the whole nation. So what happens is the people who are alive think it's wrong, but they don't take the action that's needed, so the subsequent generation thinks it's normal. And then it gets embedded into society. And the whole of the nation continues in its decline in immorality and evil. The renowned sociologist Carl Zimmerman, in his magnum opus, Family and Civilization, which he wrote in 1947, addressed this question. Zimmerman predicted that America would soon see divorce for any reason or no reason at all, that we would soon see legalized abortion and rampant homosexuality. Zimmerman attributed the corruption of the citizens to the decline of the family. However, he details how forces external to the family brought about the demise of family. Specifically, Amen. He pointed to the changes in law and economics by the governments. Zimmerman wrote, quote, "Economic institutions antithetical or directly opposed to the family system arise with the aid and connivance of the state. And every good statist knows that in order to strengthen the state, you have to weaken the family." E. Michael Jones, in his book Libido Dominandi, Sexual Liberation and Political Control, he states there, quote, "A man has as many masters as he has vices. By promoting vice, the regime promotes slavery, which can be fashioned into a form of political control. The political control includes a lack of interest in politics. A people consumed with their next quest to gratify themselves sexually is a people less interested in what the government is doing in its public policy making. The people have no interest in freedom or liberty. In fact, the people actually redefine freedom and liberty in their minds. The only freedom and liberty they are interested in is their particular brand of sexual license, making sure it's legal and not punished by the state. And wow. So this is what is happening in America. They are corrupting the morals of the people through law, policy, and court opinion. We have a government in America that has been at war with Christ and the family for decades now. So it's massively important that you look well to your homes, that you keep relationship with your spouse strong, with your children strong, that you don't look to the state to do everything for you. God established four great governments: self-government, family government, church government, and civil government. Each of them has their own role, function, and limits. And right now we live in a status hell that has invaded family government, invaded self-government.
Amen.
You must be vigilant regarding your homes and regarding your person in order to counter the evil of the statism within our nation.
See, what the this that was so powerful, folks. You ought to share that and share that and share that. Because he said something in there that was so profound. Because in 2004, I worked really, really hard on the marriage amendment here in the state of Ohio. In fact, in the state of Ohio, we ruled that marriage was and always would be between a man, one man, and one woman for life. That was the standard in Ohio. You hearing me, JR? That was a standard in Ohio forever. And the state legislatures, people voted on it. The people voted on it, codified it into law. The marriage in Ohio is one man, one woman, period. And what happened? The Supreme Court stepped in and canceled the will of the people. See, it's exactly what Matt is talking about. Government has become the institution by which the people are being corrupted. Have you guys ever looked at it that way? I had never, ever looked at it that way. And every moral decision we're now, all the way down to Mr. Potato Head, is being forced top down upon us. And we still don't get it, which is why it becomes more and more critical that we stand up locally and say, in Newark, Ohio, Mr. Potato Head will always be a mister. We need to begin to say these kind of things. As stupid as that sounds, we need to begin to say these things locally. It's Amen. The only way we will keep this beast off of us. And what we should have done in Ohio when they came down with the Obergefell decision saying a man could marry a man, we should have said to the state, the federal government at that point, stick it where the sun don't shine. But we didn't do it. We didn't. That's the kind of stuff we need to do. Come on in, JR, then Joe Allen. Come on in.
Coach, in the beginning, God created three institutions for the benefit of man: the family, the church, and the state. He created the family first for a reason. You can't get anything done if the family's broken.
Well, JR, the church is a family. It's supposed to be.
Well, the church is composed of families. The church was a natural outreach of families.
Right.
And then you had to have the state because the family started getting larger. You went from tribes to nations, to states, to nations. And you had to have the state to control that. But the main factor in what you're talking about is, in America today, we have the tail wagging the dog.
We do.
The family is like when you go to Thanksgiving and you got that little card table for the kids. That's where the family is. They're not even at the table.
They're not.
And that's
right.
Where the problems we got. And the law, this is key. The law is a teacher.
Schoolmaster. It's a schoolmaster. Yes. So, friends, one of the points that Matt made that I thought was, boy, was that ever right on. So they forced gay marriage on us. I hate that word. They forced sodomite marriage on us, and we take it. And 20 years later, I'm 68, 70 years old, and I fought my fight, and I didn't stand up and push back against it. And now my 20-year-old children think gay marriage has always been legal. It's always been the same thing with abortion. I go in and speak to those high school kids and I start talking about ending abortion. Do you know they don't know that there was a time when abortion was illegal? They don't even know that. They don't know there was a time when divorce was against the law. They don't even know it. So what happens? Every 20 years, some of us old gray hairs die off and the new normal becomes what the government instituted upon us 10 years previous. Do you see how it works?
Amen. The next chapter now, the next chapter is the Equality Act.
It's coming. There's equality. Oh my God. Oh man. I gotta somebody, let me see. Paul Webb, come on in. Real quickly, Spencer, pull up. It's a separate email. It says Luke's email. Pull that up. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Well, Coach, you know, it tells you the importance of, you know, when you talk to those kids, what were those kids being taught in school?
Mm-hmm.
They were being taught, number one, God didn't create you. You were a blob, a tissue, and all that.
Right. Schools matter, Paul? You mean schools matter? Go ahead.
Well, infiltration. You know, they infiltrated all of society. So you're raising up people that don't have a knowledge or understanding of who God is because we've allowed it to happen. And that's just all I'm saying there.
Amen.
That's the result, Paul.
Somebody, whoever it was, just said it. That's what the Equality Act is about, right? So the next generation, they're not going to remember the values of their mommies and daddies. They're not going. Oh, is that what is that? Is that Psalm 78? I'll find it. Let me get. I'm going to catch my breath here. I'm going to let who's turn? Joe, are you next, Joe Allen? I'm trying to do you guys an order. Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Just think of the trillions of dollars we have wasted on gay activism, the researches.
The money we've wasted fighting against it.
I remember Fauci coming in the late 70s with AIDS, trying to find the medication and how to deal with it. My wife, she's going through nursing school then. And everybody's, you know, people are dying for AIDS because of this gay rights stuff.
Yep.
Fauci's been involved in this stuff for years.
Joseph, just like wearing the masks and social distancing. Now you look, it's normal, right? It's become normal.
Yeah, my wife was wearing face masks and all that stuff when they were dealing with AIDS patients in the VA and plus the hospitals down there in Tampa, Florida. Amen. And this stuff has been going on for years.
Amen. What?
Trillions of dollars.
It's time we stopped. Come on in, Randy. It's time we stood up and pushed back against it. But that wouldn't be very Christ-like, would it? Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, the real church should be the real government. Coach, when we become the real church in this nation again and take back the government, who, by the way, Jesus says the government is upon his shoulders. It's not just in heaven, Coach. We don't need government up there. God is government.
Amen.
Talking about the earth. Come on, everybody. Figure this out. Coach, we have to get involved back in the government because government can only be righteous if the righteous will be involved in ruling.
It's the only way. Amen, Randy. Come on in, Reggie, and then Rochelle.
Hey, Coach, I just want to go back to, and I'm sorry, it's what I do. And you guys were talking about the school system, the public school system. So many years ago, there was a woman, her name, she was commanded and ordered to write the book. Her name was Bella Dodd, and she wrote a book called School of Darkness. You can find a PDF for free online. You have to read this. So this all incorporates, and people go, what are you talking about? She was a top leader of the Communist Party, where one of her jobs was to put people into the churches and also into the school systems. Okay, so they had to do this, these Luciferian Nazis, because they had to indoctrinate the children. So that's why you're seeing these generations of children that are coming up with all these immoral, even if they're in Christian homes, they're being indoctrinated in school, and they're with your children more than they're with you.
Amen. So Reggie, let me stop, because listen to me. We're always four pages behind. You see, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, they come along and they institute a policy, and the policy gets instituted, and they're moving that policy forward, and then 4 days later, we catch up with what's going on. So, oh, what are they doing? And then we spend 4 days talking about what they're doing, and they're eight pages farther down than what we are. So what we have to do right now is we have to look and say, okay, I see what they've done. What are they doing now? What's their next move? See, we're never good on that. We're never good on that. As a football coach, I had to say, hey, what are they going to do? When we stop the trap, what are they going to do? What's the next move, right? We're not good at that. We wait till they run the trap, and then we spend a quarter of the game trying to figure out how to stop the trap. And in the meantime, the bootleg, and we don't understand it. See, we're always behind the eight ball.
They distracted us. They distracted us by design. So they're hitting us from all areas. They're distracting us with their.
Okay, Reggie, this is the way this show works. You yell and I yell. So Reggie, what's their next move? And why in the hell are we just sitting here?
We have to stop sitting here. We have to stand up and start pushing back.
We have to. Patriot 1776, then Rochelle. Come on in, Patriot.
Hey, Coach. So I just want to remind you what one generation tolerates, the next generation will celebrate.
It's right in front of us, brother. They honor it. The next generation honors it, brother.
That's right. And if you were to look at any sentence and just take the word tolerate out and insert put up with, you'd see how negative that really is.
There you go.
That's an excellent point that you just made. As far as when the enemy strikes, we spend the next however long analyzing the strike that they just did. Meanwhile, they're planning their next strike.
So we got to be active in the cities and in the states and locally stopping what they're getting ready to do to us. That's exactly what the Equality Act's about.
Even right now, while we're sitting around analyzing what happened on January 6th, the deep state is already planning their next move.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So we're always playing catch up because they're on the offense. We're on the defense.
I hate catch up. Come on in there, Rochelle.
I don't know if we can catch up. They've had a couple thousand years head start, guys. Let me tell you something. I try to keep my kids bring their friends over, and I always try to at least drop one bomb on them. And yesterday, now these are like 18, 19 year old kids, and we're talking politics. And one thing I was telling them, something that Trump had done, a program he put in place where all the police were picking up illegal aliens who had been convicted of child trafficking. This was their only thing that they were doing, only people who had been involved in child trafficking, and deporting them. Well, Biden or whoever that is in the White House just did away with that.
Canceled that program. Yeah, they canceled
There was no other straight. There was no other reason. You know, he's got money for everything else. Obviously, he wants those people here. If you're involved in child trafficking, he wants you here. And the reason I picked that short story to tell them is because I want them to know that they're coming after us. And if they decide to have children, they're coming after your children. Amen. So we need to start. We need this generation of kids and teenagers. They are so accepting of whatever the government is doing. They have no idea they are being attacked.
It's our fault. So listen, folks, I get an email. I get a lot of emails. I try to read and respond to every one of them. I don't always get it. I got right now 2,244. I'm behind. I'm doing the best I can. But I got this one yesterday from Jeff, okay? I got this one from Jeff. And I thought, you know what? I got to share this. Because Jeff's one of those guys. He's out there. He's listening. He's a supporter of what we're doing. He's in the fight. Listen, hey, Joe, can you read that? You read it, and I get a chance to yell when you read.
It's very good, sir. And one of the things, because I've been reading this, and for the listener, we make reference in this document to gods, little gods, and big God.
That's right.
So I'm going to call big God in this Abba.
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay. Dave, you have been trying for years to get pastors to man up and do their job, and yet they don't. You have correctly identified that part of the problem is they are cowards. However, it is more than that. You see, the gods they worship no more than your Abba. They don't have to listen to you because their PhD gods tell them so. And their PhD gods have been certified by the college and university gods. What makes you think that what your Abba is telling you is true? Why your Abba doesn't even have a Bachelor of Science or even a BA after his name? He hasn't been certified. So anytime you might get close to piercing through with some scripture, they can always run to books written by their PhD gods and be comforted that Dave doesn't know what he is talking about.
Boom! Boom, Jeff, keep going.
And then along comes COVID-19 and masks and lockdowns. Fortunately, they were able to turn their PhD gods, the CDC gods, the NIH gods, the FDA gods, the governor god, the State Department of Health god, the CNN gods, et cetera, to tell them what to do. So they didn't need to check with your Abba. They didn't need to read what guidance your Abba had provided to them in written form. Why? What can one Abba tell them that is more important than all their gods?
Another boom! Another boom, Jeff!
Satan is very crafty. Instead of making golden calves and images out of wood, the modern-day idols are buildings, campuses, institutions, video screens, etc., where the gods issue their decrees and grant decrees and authorities. Instead of an evil king to bow down to, we now have government officials and bureaucrats to bow down to.
Amen.
Ironically, the same people who find the Abba of the Bible too difficult to follow have no problem praising decrees from their gods that put restrictions on what to wear, when you can leave your house, what medications you can take, who is essential and who is not, what you can say, etc.
Hang on, Joe. Everybody, one, two, three, boom!
Go ahead. Boom.
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 Okay.
Boom.
Boom. I think the Fallen Faith Fellowship blog is formed. Jeffrey, you need to keep writing, brother. God is working with you.
Let's boom on Fauci.
Keep going. Let's finish this up.
We can't get through to many Christians because they don't worship Abba. They worship gods.
Boom! Go.
What does the modern day church want of its members? Money, volunteering, small group participation, and doing nothing that embarrasses them.
Boom, boom, boom!
Whether you read the Bible or even believe the Bible is optional because their gods don't require it.
Wow. Wow, Jeff! Wow! That's it, isn't it, folks?
Huh? Is that Jeff Klein?
No. That's Jeff Lutz. Lutz. Huh? Is that something? Is that it? Christians turning to non-Christian sources. Christians taking advice from non-Christian. Christians taking vaccine advice from doctors who agree with putting aborted baby cells in the vaccine. In churches telling you to take the vaccine because their science gods say they should. They don't pay attention to Abba, as Joe would say. They pay attention to their secular gods, university gods, doctor gods, TV gods, governor gods. Oh, Jeff, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Okay, who wants to jump in here and fight? Who is it? Tim's been waiting a while. Come on in, Tim.
Actually, it's Naomi.
Okay.
Tim too, but I want to say amen, Jeff. Amen, amen.
Oh, wow.
And you know, we see this very same thing in the health arena that we work in because, you know, I'm a survivor two times. without chemo and radiation, but I don't have that MD behind my name. And so they don't want to hear anything from me or any of my fellow survivors.
No. They don't want to hear it from me. You probably want to bring religion into it. So, which, by the way, some of you may not know this. I actually ordain people. I have probably 30, 40 people that we've ordained as ministers. And you know who gets maddest about it? Anybody know who gets maddest about it? Those guys that have gone through cemetery school. Oh, I said, listen, the ordination process, you're ordained by God, brother. If you want to go get educated and then get ordained, you go ahead. But the ordination is only for the government. That's all it is. And I've got guys like Russ Dizdar, who doesn't need mine, or Tom Dunn. I imagine Tom Dunn's ordained. If not, let's get him ordained, because all an ordination does is open up a secular door. It just gets you into jails and into prisons and give you privileges, right? But see, they don't want Joe Silver to have that privilege. They want Joe Silver to come to seminary so they can tell you how smart you are, Joe. That's what they want to do. Because why? Their pastors, they want to be smart too. They want to be Dr. So-and-so and Dr. this and Dr. that. And hell, they can't even cast a demon out.
Hey, Coach.
And we're looking forward to our ordination. Sorry, Silver. We're looking forward to ours.
Yeah, I got to get that up. I got to start doing more of that. Go ahead, Silver.
I said, I went to seminary about 3 months.
Yeah.
That was it. That's all I could handle.
That's all they do, man. Destroy your faith. Who's up here? Randy, and then Larry. Randy, Larry, then Bobby. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I think this is going to be a mic drop. Luke 11, can you pull it up? It's just two or three verses. I think this is it, Coach.
All right.
Luke 11, 17 down to 20.
But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, and then verse 20, this is the summation. But if this is Jesus, okay, who are we on the earth now? We are filled with the Spirit. We are the picture of Christ on the earth. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you.
Wow.
Coach, the whole message yesterday about the kingdom is we're answering it by today's show. Coach, when we take the full Christ, the being filled with the Spirit, to government officials, to our schools, to our communities, all we're doing to them is saying to them and looking them in the eye and saying, now the kingdom of God has come upon you.
Amen.
This Randy. Is what we got to do, Coach. We have to take the kingdom of God, the government of God, to our world where we live. And it'll change, but we have to be filled with the Spirit, or else we're on the same level as they are. Coach, that's why Jesus could look at a devil and say, I cast you out because I have the God in me. I have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm filled with it, and I can call you out. Coach, this is the only way we can call out the demons, the devils in our world, or in our communities, is us be filled with the Spirit. That's the only thing that gives us the authority to do it.
That's how we expand the kingdom. Bobby Lee, come on in.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up on what you said a minute ago. Over the years, I sat around the table with more master's level morons
than
you can imagine. It's unbelievable. Now, going back a couple of weeks ago when I got kicked out of that hotel by that 20-something that has a certain perception of me, when she's got a bachelor's degree in hotel management, and she automatically deems herself as some bureaucrat that can demonstrate control over people. That's just an example of this army of bureaucrats, these bachelor-level bureaucrats that think they're God across the nation.
Oh, okay, so Bobby, listen, I want to get you all in there. I got to tell this story. So I go in, my newsletter. I do a monthly newsletter. My monthly newsletter gets printed at a business that you would know, but I'm just not going to use that name right now. So I've been doing that business, using them for like 18 years. So last month when I was in there, the young girl who prints the newsletter got rainbow hair and all that stuff, and she's got a mask on. And I start the mask conversation, say, you know, thanks for not making me wear one, and blah, 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 blah. So I go back this month. I send my newsletter in. I go back this month, and she just printed it off. And my newsletter this month is all about masks, all about masks, why we shouldn't wear them. And there she is behind the thing. And so I go up there, and I say, hey, how you doing? And she says, oh, she's real short. Okay, okay. And she reached down and pulled up my box of newsletters and put the box of newsletters and looked me directly in the eye and said, if you don't wear a mask, I'm not going to print your newsletters anymore. And the boxes started flying off the shelves as I started screaming and hollering for the manager. People were coming around the corner looking what's going on. And I went down to the manager and said, are you telling me that you're not going to print my new, oh, coach, calm down, coach. You're one of our best customers. Calm down. It was unbelievable. And then, of course, you know what happens, right? Other people, they're starting to do this. They don't know whether to pull them down or put them up. They don't know what to do. I left out of there and I wanted to go tackle something. I didn't know what it was. The adrenaline rush that went through me as I put that demon in her place. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Who wants to get in here? Rochelle, get in here.
I just wanted to make a comment on, okay. So all of these doctors and everybody who's so much smarter than us, the government system, your medical system, everybody in the science field, they pay all those people with all those PhDs to do all their studies, to come up with information and studies that say what the government and the medical institutions and everybody else wants it to say. Amen. None of their PhDs, none of their doctorates, they don't use it for anything good. They're using it to get out information to suppress the rest of us.
So, Rochelle, the problem is men of God follow them. It's exactly what Jeff's letter was all about. Men of God follow these PH piled higher and deeper. Men of God follow them, don't they? Come on in, Jack. Larry, I'll get to you next.
So, guys, you're just mentioning that we're taking the kingdom to them and we're showing them the kingdom. So my question to you is, does the kingdom need more laws, new laws, or do we have to simply enforce existing law?
That's brother. That's it. We don't need any new ones, do we?
We need to, if we're going to have people in government, Christians need to be de-legislators, not legislators.
Amen. De-legislators. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something that Mark Trump said earlier caused me to do a little bit of digging in the Bible here. And I found something in Ezekiel that I'm sure I've read before, but I never really saw it before. You know, Ezekiel 14, the end of it says, it's where God is telling Ezekiel, after all the bad stuff I'm going to do, there's still going to be a remnant left, which, you know, which we all take as personal comfort that we're counted. But if you read, go ahead and do this. I don't have time to do it here, but read chapter 14 of Ezekiel. And in there, you will find four times that God reveals to Ezekiel that he would have done something differently other than he did if he knew what what he knows now. And four times God tells Ezekiel, I would not have brought Noah's wife and kids along. He says it would have just been those righteous people would have been the only ones saved in those situations. I wouldn't have brought along their kinfolk. And then, you know, that's something for us to think about.
Wow, we can still make a difference. Come on in quickly, Dale.
I'm sorry, I was typing. No. The acronyms for MD are mental disorder or medical disorder. The acronyms for PhD is psychological mental disorder.
Amen. And we listen to them, don't we? We listen to them.
Well, that's the problem, right, Coach? Because we make them gods, right? The doctor. Listen, this is spiritual. I'm all on the Russ Dizdar. The only reason you haven't been in a church where they cast out devils because you haven't gotten down here yet. But brother, this The fact of the matter is when a person goes into a doctor's office and that doctor's life and death is held in the power of the tongue, and the doctor says you have cancer, you receive that word.
No, not here,
you, brother. That's all it is.
Hey, if God gave you cancer, he'd have to steal it. He'd have to steal it to give it to you. Okay, thank listen. God. I got 1 minute and a bunch of you want to get in. Jeff, I'm trying to get those who, when I go down this list, I try to get those who haven't been in yet. Go ahead, Jeff.
Just real quick, Trump said something a couple weeks ago. His statement about putting on the trash can, unmask Jesus. I'm telling you, I was in and out of that hospital yesterday. I got to share this real quick because it ties into what all you're talking about. Four different people at the desk amened me. I just told him, you know what I mean? I stood, and that doctor even looked at me with the mask, and he's like, oh, you're good. You're good. He didn't make me put the mask up. Then there was a parking attendant out there. He was a preacher's kid, about 40 years old. He agreed with me. We talked about the kingdom. I passed out some of your cards in there. It was just everybody, eight people I talked to in that hospital, reading my mask, said, unmask Jesus. They all amend me, and they're ready to go. They're sick and tired of it. It was okay. A great day.
Okay, so folks, if the 100, I would like to take the 108 people who are in the queue. There are thousands listening. But if I could just take the 108 of you in a queue and put you guys in a pulpit and trade out some of those 6-foot icicles, we might have a chance to win some of this, baby. But hey, Jeff hit it, didn't he? Jeff Lutz hit it. Man, oh man, bowing to those PhDs.
Ordain me, coach. Ordain me. Your strong safety wants ordained.
We're going to get her done, piled higher and deeper, baby. Huh? The kingdom has come, and let's expand that thing. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Wow.